Hello and welcome to Creek of the Week. okay, maybe one of the dumber ideas in the world.
But hey, we've got podcast recording equipment and six, well, five, but soon to be six seasons of Dawson's Creek.
And be damned if we're not going to utilize that shit.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm Josh. This is Eric.
Mm-hmm.
We also do a podcast that'll probably never come out called Smells Like Teen Stupid. We've recorded like 10 episodes now, haven't released a one.
I feel like we're pretty good at coming up with names of stuff.
Yeah, we're pretty good at that. The ideas are maybe not as solid, but
I don't know.
We'll see. Okay.
Or the greatest ideas in the world.
So, this podcast is called Creek of the Week. A little setup. Eric and I are Dawson's Creek enthusiasts.
I had to say it that way.
Oh, God. Okay, so we've got Dawson's Creek on DVD, except for season six, but assuming this actually, like, works, we'll remedy that.
Yeah.
So the idea for this podcast is every week we are going to randomly determine a Dawson's Creek episode to watch, with a 10% chance that it'll be the finale movie.
Every week.
Every week. These episodes will not get crossed off a list, so we could very possibly be doing the same episode 2 weeks in a row. Because that's probably going to be funnier, I'm guessing. I don't know.
It might be.
Or it could be exhausting.
This could be a documentation of two people's slow descent into madness as well.
Yes. That is entirely possible. So, anyway, this being the first episode, we'll probably, maybe in the future, what we'll do is figure out the next week's episode at the end of an episode, so that way people will be prepared and be able to watch it if, don't have DVDs.
Yeah, the original plan was to play along on Netflix, but Netflix took it down, and that's a goddamn crime.
Yeah, it is a shame. So, we'll figure that out, but basically, we will be doing a live commentary track on an episode of Dawson's Creek. So,
which you are free to play along with your own DVDs, because I'm sure
everyone out there owns Dawson's Creek DVDs.
Well, why would you download a Dawson's Creek-based podcast? Why would you? I'm just going to stop that sentence right there.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
so anyway, what we do is we've got some dice, because on top of being Dawson's Creek fans, we're also role players, which is another thing. So we've got a D6 to determine season. It's convenient that there are six Dawson's Creek seasons, so we roll that. Determine the season. Each season has 23 episodes, with the exception of season 1, which has 13.
Yep.
And which one? Season 4, I believe, has 22? No?
Well, we'll deal with that when we...
Season 2 has 22.
Anyway, they got roughly 24 episodes a season.
Right, so it's pretty... In fact, I think we're going to need a D12. We're going to need two D12s.
Two D12s for what? Oh, yeah.
For the 20... Oh, you can do... 20
just
plus
roll
four.
It on the 20
whatever.
And re-roll
fuck
if
it.
It's over 12.
And then we're throwing in a D10 for, there's rules. They have to be firmly established. Otherwise, people will yell at us for when we break them. You've listened to podcasts. You know how it works. Those games people play when somebody does something wrong, Twitter is in an uproar. And I'm sure we're going to have at least 11, 12 million downloads by the time we get to episode 20.
I have to assume we would. I mean,
yeah. So
you know,
so we have to firmly set these rules in stone. So,
forgot to mute my phone.
Okay, we're gonna start with a D6 and a D10. If the D10 rolls, do you want to go low or high, 1 or 10?
Let's go with 0.
0 being 10.
Yeah,
because this is actually a D100 you gave.
Oh, okay.
So if it rolls a 10, which is a double ought on this die. We're watching the fucking movie. And otherwise, we'll determine what season. Once again, since we don't have season 6 yet, we're going to re-roll it if the D6 comes up a 6. Alright, we're doing season 4. The D10 rolled a 4, so we're safe from that goddamn movie this week.
Thank God.
And, all right, season 4.
Okay.
Now we roll D20 and D4.
Yeah. And then, let's see, you said season 4 has 22. Let's just...
No, season 4 has 23.
Okay.
Oh, season 4...
Episode 1, since we're rolling 2 die, and you can't get a 1 on 2 die, episode 1 will occur 24. If it's 24.
Correct. Yeah. That's very easy. Now, season 4, I believe, is where a lot of people thought this show jumped the shark.
Was that the college season?
Nope. Season 4 was the last season of high school, but it's the season where Joey and Pacey were actually dating. I loved it because I liked to see those two together. Oh, I can't believe we're talking about this.
It's been like 10 years since I saw this, so I don't have the firmest memories, but I'm going to do the best I can. I imagine I'll be right back in.
It's either my favorite or second favorite, but a lot of people don't like it. Anyway, let's determine.
Okay.
D20, D4. 11 and 3.
Okay, so episode 14.
Firmly in the middle. Should be a good one.
All right, we're going to take a short break here because, frankly,
we've
never done this before.
I think we're starting on a very important episode.
Oh, really?
Episode 14 aired February 7th of 2001. It is A Winter's Tale. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's the episode Joey loses her virginity.
Oh, shit!
I'm not sure about that.
I am in. All right. This project has turned a corner. We're going to pause the recording for a few minutes while we get this set up, because, like I said, we never did this before.
We may never come back. This may never air.
We could be too busy jacking.
Not where I was going.
Okay. We'll be back. Bye-bye. Here we go. We're going to attempt to start the episode. Hopefully, you will not hear this, because...
It's going to pick up a little bit. You're going to hear it in the background.
Yeah, well, hopefully, once I go through and compress it and stuff like that, it'll cut it back.
Let's just reiterate to whoever owns this content, don't sue us.
Yeah, we are trying to drive Dawson's Creek fandom. We are not trying to steal from you in any way. Okay, so I'm going to start playing this episode. It is 4:14, A Winter's Tale. Eric, do you have
a knowledge of this?
Yeah.
I think, like we mentioned in the first segment, I think it's the one good.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Where Joey loses her virginity. That or there is an argument about virginity loss or something involving that Poonanny.
Okay, and with that, here we go. Okay.
Full screen that bitch. Yeah, you might turn it down a hair, because...
Okay.
If you just pop an earphone off, you can hear it pretty well. All right, so we're not going to be describing every scene, because that's pointless and not entertaining.
Okay, so it looks like Joey and Pacey are going on a ski trip together. The senior ski trip, as this one broad has mentioned.
That's Pacey's sister.
Oh, you're right. Shit, I had forgotten about her as a character.
Yeah, she's cute, okay. And she dated Dawson for a while, but I don't remember her name.
That one didn't make any sense. Of course, really nobody dating Dawson ever makes sense.
Yeah.
So, because he is unlikable.
Pretty much. So, Jen and Jack, the best friends to end all best friends.
Yep.
They are. A lot of these BFFs. Early episodes, I think, are going to be us getting reacquainted with this show that we haven't watched. Well, you've watched it fairly recently, at least tried to.
We watched, like, the first 3 episodes.
I haven't watched it in about
almost
10 years.
A year ago.
I did like it when it came out, though. And the difficulty here will be not just stop talking and watch the goddamn show.
Okay, I'm going to see if I can pull up subtitles.
That would be helpful.
God, that would be the real...
Wait a minute, do you think this totally legit...
I don't know.
Version
up,
we have.
Shut up.
This DVD that we're playing off of?
I have teletext.
Oh, by the way, what did he just say? He just said something funny in 90s.
Eat pussy every day?
That was... I think pretty much every episode we're going to have to bring up how fucking terrible the intro goddamn song is that they replaced the original I Wanna Wait song with.
It's really a crime.
And what's sad is that it's on the DVDs, It's on any illegal version you download. It's on Netflix. There's like
no the Netflix the I think had the actual song.
Well, good job Netflix ponying up to Polly. Fuck.
Hey, Flash.
Up to Paula Cole.
Just as a note, this will come up a bunch on the show, even though he hasn't appeared yet. Dawson's dad played the Flash on the early 90s Flash television program.
Which, as a kid, I remember liking. It was only on for like 3 episodes, though.
Really?
Maybe it got a season, but
yeah,
I don't remember.
I think maybe it had a whole season. I remember it. Oh, yeah, Harv Presnell's on this shit. Oh, Ducky.
Remember how Jen started off as a sex pot, and now she's just like a frumpy... No, I shouldn't say frumpy.
Frumpy, dumpy, frowny face sweater.
Yeah. So, speaking of sweaters, good lord.
Oh, Penelope Price.
Who's that guy?
Is that a person?
That guy, his father owns the country club that Joey worked at briefly.
Oh, yeah.
And
okay.
They never dated, but he, like, tried to get with her. They got locked in a closet. I remember that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I remember that.
By the way, that guy we're talking about is, the guy who got locked in a closet with Joey. I don't know his fucking name. I don't know his character.
Look, again, this is a work in progress, and we haven't watched this. I've seen season 4 of Dawson's Creek probably once.
I've seen it probably 6 or 7 times, but that was a long time ago. What is that guy's name? He's like a Ken Marino knockoff.
Ah, yeah, yeah, young Ken Marino. He looks like a cross between Ken Marino and Brendan Fraser.
Yes, it's Ken Marino Fraser. Anyway.
He looks like somebody whose name would be Seth.
Uh-oh.
Maybe Trip?
This is Dawson's Creek, no. So Dawson has to be involved somehow.
Oh, yeah.
So let's throw in this side story that nobody gives a shit about.
Okay, so Harv Presnell, who is a great, great actor.
That's who plays the old dude?
Graham's husband. Or no, Mr.
I dated
Brooks.
Mr. Brooks, yeah.
Brooks? Yeah, okay.
He was a crotchety old film director that just happened to move in down the street from Dawson, the aspiring film director.
Yeah.
And I'm realizing these headphones are pointless, and I think I'm going to remove
pretty them. Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, fuck that noise.
So what's his name?
Mr. Brooks, I think?
No, what's his name?
The actor Harv Presnell.
Harv Presnell.
Harv,
H-A-R-V-E. I've seen him in so much stuff.
He was in the Fargo movie.
Yeah.
He was also on what the hell is the name of it? Andy Barker, P.I., the Andy Richter Private Investigator TV series, which was really good, and I highly recommend.
I like him, and maybe I just liked him because he was Dawson's little mentor figure.
He's a great character actor, I think. Okay, I could be wrong. I want to say he died pretty recently. I could be wrong.
I have to get on Google for that.
Yeah.
We also got to point out how fucking awesome Grams is. Grams? Graham? Whatever.
Whatever.
She's the shit.
Mary Beth Peel.
Mary Beth Peel. She's been in some stuff, too.
More like Mary Beth Peeler. Because...
What?
I don't know. It's a stripper. It's whatever.
Okay. So Dawson and Joey...
Hey, look at that coat.
Spruce Pines Lodge, where, if you live in, is it Massachusetts is where Cape Side's supposed to be?
Oh, good point.
I think it's supposed to be in,
I think it's supposed to be on Cape Cod somewhere.
They shoot it in Wilmington, Delaware?
South Carolina. North Carolina? One of the Carolinas.
Yeah. So where do you go to the ski lodge, I guess? You head up north.
Well, I don't know. You'd probably head Maine, New Hampshire, I don't know.
Yeah, this is riveting.
Yeah.
So... Ken Marino...
Fraser.
Brendan Ken Marino Fraser is handing out keys to people for their rooms because that's what a teacher would do. Is she's a student, ne'er-do-well student who's always in trouble.
Oh, Jen took a pratfall. She's clumsy and stupid. That's going to lead to her death.
Yeah. At any rate, you can see Pacey and Joey.
Ah, Buster!
Oh. Yeah, we pointed this out earlier when we were doing our thing, but Mr. Brooks's doctor is apparently...
Buster Bluth.
Yeah, the youngest Bluth boy. Is the youngest?
Yeah.
Is he the youngest?
Yes. He has hair.
Serious in this role.
He has hair.
Oh, George Lucas just walked by in the
background. Shit.
That couldn't have been Lucas. His throat wasn't big enough.
Okay, so turns out that Dawson is in charge of whether or not to unplug. Hey, Mitch! Unplug Mr. Brooks. Mr. Brooks.
Dawson's mom is a fucking tramp, and I know I'm slut-shaming, and that's bad, but I hate that bitch.
To be fair, she deserves to be shamed. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being a slut, or even a tramp, but she is a horrible person.
I thought you were going to say there's nothing wrong with slut-shaming if they're actually a slut, but then I realize that is probably wrong, too.
That would be wrong.
Okay. But she is actually a slut.
She's a terrible person. We're just picking up on the tramp thing because it's an easy, you know, it's an easy angle.
First episode right out of the box. She's cheating on the best television father ever to grace a screen, Mitch Leary.
Yeah, she is fucking out on Mitch. I mean, what the shit? I mean, look at him.
I wish he was my dad. He kind of was, let's be honest.
Being fair, yes. Our father figure was the Flash. Oh, I hate Dawson's mom so
much.
Yeah,
Dawson's...
Dawson's mom even more than I hate Dawson, which is actually saying something pretty big for this show.
And let's thank...
Ooh, dark look. Good job,
There's
Dawson.
A lot of those. Let's thank God for Mitch, because otherwise Dawson's storylines would be just unwatchable.
Yeah. And by the way, I mean, you know, I know James Vanderbeek is on social media and everything. If he were to hear this episode... We are not insulting James Vanderbeek.
No, I love James Vanderbeek. I think he's fucking hilarious. Yeah. Follow him on Twitter.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I love... I mean, I'm talking a lot of shit because Dawson deserves a lot of shit, but I actually like him too. I like everybody on the show.
I hate the Dawson character.
Well, fuck you.
Oh, look, there's a fake fire.
I think that's a real fire.
I think they just fired it.
You know, we never gave the cue at the beginning of this because we were dicking around so much, so it's going to be difficult for anybody to cue up and listen along.
Yeah, well...
Ah, Joey, she looks so uncomfortable.
Yeah, understandably.
She also looks fucking tall.
Yeah, no shit. Well, I think she is kind of tall for a broad. What, 5'8", maybe? Something like that?
I think she's 5'10". I think she's my wife's height.
Yeah. So, towering over her ex-husband, Tom Cruise.
Yeah, I've seen those pictures. I saw her in a trailer for a movie. It was on the PlayStation Network, where she plays... a school teacher. Maybe you've heard of this movie.
I have not seen her in a trailer for a movie since Queen Latifah robbing a bank?
Watch that one. They were robbing the Federal Reserve here in Kansas City.
Oh, were they?
Yeah. They lived here. At any rate...
I don't know. I heard something about the sisters doing it for themselves, but...
I don't know. I did watch it. I cannot remember anything except there was a... scene of them counting money and throwing it at each other while music played in the background.
I think that was in the trailer. Yeah.
At any rate, this trailer, she plays a school teacher. And I know we're missing a really important stuff here, but she was a school teacher who carries a gun. And, like, in the beginning...
Understandably.
In the beginning of the trailer, a guy pulls up to her on the street. She's very prim and proper. She's got, like, a long pencil skirt, and she's walking with her hands clasped together down the street, and this guy pulls up and says, "Get in the truck," and points a gun at her, and then she said, like, "No, you get in the truck," and shot him in the face.
Wait, was he already in the truck?
He was in the truck. She didn't actually say that.
Okay, that would be hilarious.
She made some comeback, some, like,
make my day.
Yeah, some make my day comeback and shot him. And then, like, apparently she's this weird prim and proper school teacher vigilante. The movie looked horrible.
It sounds terrible.
Perhaps we should review it on the show.
I'm not going to lie. That sounds like a nightmare.
It does. There was one other famous person that's in it, but why is she limping? Oh, yeah, she fell.
Yeah. Whoa. Jen's scab bags are quite nice.
Why are you cock-blocking us, Jack? Let her go ahead and get that shit off.
Okay, just in case, you know, you came here from our successful music podcast, Smells Like Teen Stupid, and haven't watched Dawson's Creek, Jen and Jack are best friends. Jack is a homosexual. That's a spoiler. Midway through second season, I think.
Reverse spoiler alert. Yeah, and so when Jen tries to change in front of him, she's like, "Eh, it doesn't matter, he's gay," but he's still uncomfortable by it.
Yeah.
It's because Jack's not just a gay, he's a human being.
It's true.
With depth. I like Jack. He's a good character.
Yeah, Jack, I mean...
First character to have a gay on-screen kiss, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know if that's correct? I mean, it seems like there would be one before that, but you could very well be right.
I seem to remember him talking about that on Conan or something.
Yeah.
He's also, I remember him, no, it was some late night show. He was talking about how stoked he was to be making out with Katie Holmes, and then like three episodes later finds out he's the gay one.
Understandably.
Which would bum me out too. But at least he got to make out with Katie Holmes more than I ever got. That you know of.
Okay, so Dawson is having a serious conversation with Pacey's sister, whose name we can't remember, about whether or not
let's call her Cleavage McGee for now.
Yeah, good idea. To kill Mr. Brooks. You know what we should probably do for these?
What?
Like, when we're going into it, maybe pull up the Wikipedia article so we can, like, figure out characters' names.
I think it's better if we don't.
I know I've seen her in something else.
She's been in a lot of stuff. Yeah. I think this was kind of one of her first things. She's also appears to be 28 or 9, and I think she's playing like a 23-year-old.
Sounds about right.
But,
of course, you know, I don't know. I guess the Dawson's Creek wasn't too bad about it, but most high school shows have, like, 38-year-olds playing high schoolers.
Yeah, this one was better than most, but, of course, they stay in high school for a long time.
Yeah.
She was prominent in one of those crime, what are they called? The crime dramas where they, like, CSI.
A police procedural.
Police procedural. She was in one of those, and was the main
character. Oh, maybe she was on, like, Criminal Minds? One of those?
Something like that.
I think there are a couple of those.
She's been in some shit.
Who cares?
She's not a memorable character, but she was someone for Dawson to not have sex with for a while.
Oh, Dawson.
He does eventually have sex. Takes him a long, long time.
That is true.
And look, it's the restaurant from Ghostbusters. The Rick Moranis stands outside of.
I gotta say, one's a pretty cute coat on Joey there.
Oh, Joey does everything cute.
I remember when those were popular.
Were they?
Yeah, that kind of like the fake leather on the outside and the Sherpa.
Yeah, let's talk 90s fashion. Actually, this is 2001, so.
Was it? Jesus.
Wonder, when did this air? This is. Jen just fell on her ass again.
Clumsy piece of shit.
Clumsy hooker. I don't want to. I'm tired of.
Okay, now they're sitting around with Brendan Ken Marino Fraser. What appears to be a shitty Italian restaurant with a stereotypical Czech tablecloth.
It's stereotypical, but you got to admit, those are used frequently.
Oh, yeah.
This is on February 7th, so it's a different world.
It was a different world.
Well, no, it was Dawson's Creek. A Different World is a new podcast we're going to be doing.
From where you come from. It's a different world.
Oh, my God. That would be just as entertaining as this. I fucking love that show.
I have not seen an episode of that show for, I am certain, 20 years.
You apparently don't watch very much late-night non-cable television because it's on the Bounce Network. One of my favorites. Oh, they're showing their condoms.
Yeah, it's because they want to have sex.
Brendan Ken Marino Fraser whipped out his condom to show everybody that we're all getting laid tonight. Pacey, a little sheepish about it.
Yeah, a little bit.
But we know he has one.
It's true. Because he is going to put it on and stick it in.
What's in your fucking pocket, Pacey? Why are you so upset about this?
Okay. Joey seems very upset that Pacey, a teenage guy, might want to have sex at some point. Durex.
It's a nice product placement. Durex, the condom of choice for Pacey Witter.
Hey, and by the way, we are looking for advertisers.
Durex, if you're out there. Okay, commercial break, but we don't have commercials because this is...
Oh, we're back at the hospital.
Television.
I wonder if we'll see Buster again.
I'm going to take a leak while Dawson's story pays out here. Just kidding, James Vanderbeek. Okay. You're my favorite.
So, Graham's in the chapel. Dawson wanders in.
Do hospitals really have chapels?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Every hospital I've ever been in.
I think I need to have more family members that die so I can learn about this stuff.
You could just walk into a hospital.
I mean, yeah, I guess. I've never seen one.
A hospital? They're pretty
with
big.
I've seen a few hospitals, really, never a chapel.
I think you would have noticed them.
Oh, is that what that big thing is with the helicopters landing on?
Yes, that is exactly it.
Okay.
Okay, Grams is being the voice of wisdom.
Would you hit that?
Without the old age makeup?
That's right. She's not nearly as old as they make her out
to be. No, she's like 45, I think.
Yeah. I've seen her in something not... Oh, no. Yeah, something recently. I saw her in a horror movie or something.
Hmm.
Dawson's hair is fantastic, though. You gotta admit that.
It is floppy, early 2000s hair.
Wonderful. I had hair like that for a while.
As did I. It took about a month to grow out into proper length long hair.
Proper skate fag chin length haircut. Sorry for the F word. That was uncalled. God, I'm trying to be a... I'm trying to be a responsible person and not say hurtful things.
Yeah, well, it's going to be pretty hard with this show.
Yes.
Whew, this part's... As I recall, let's talk about something else. As I recall, Grimes did like a pretty severe about-face in the middle of the first season, where like initially, like right off the bat, she was a complete cunt.
Yeah, they had
like,
her as the old crone grandmother.
Nightmare.
Yeah. She was shutting down everybody, and then she became the motherly figure because Dawson's mother, as we've established, is a worthless human being that should be shot.
Yeah.
She also goes through a weird phase in, like, fifth season where she becomes really mean and bitchy, too.
Doesn't she? Okay.
I can't remember why. She gets cancer.
I yeah.
That happens. Spoiler alert.
Maybe it's because Jen leaves the nest. And she's off...
No, but she moves up to Boston with them.
Oh my God, you're absolutely right. Jeez, I had totally forgotten about
really
that.
Really badly.
Yeah, they did that terribly.
But that's kind of what TV shows do.
Yeah.
To stay on the air. Kids TV shows, okay, they always start out great.
Here's a heart-to-heart between Jack and Joey. I'm not actually paying that much attention to the episode, but I'm guessing she's going to confide in him that Pacey wants to fuck.
The name of this episode. Not a Winter's Tale. Pacey wants to fuck.
She just said the word sex.
You know, Joey, you're 16. It's okay if you're trepidatious about sex. It's also okay if Pacey wants to have sex. You guys should just have a fucking conversation like adults. And
I think actually at this point they're supposed to be 18, but yeah.
Yeah, still. Are they 18?
I think so. Well, if they're going to fucking college next season, I mean, they ought to be 17.
You're right. This is senior year. This is the senior ski trip.
Yeah.
All right. So fucking give it up then. Jesus.
Yeah, seriously. This is nothing that a conversation can't solve. But then also, this is a TV show. Most TV show problems are nothing that a conversation wouldn't solve.
I feel like Jack would be a good warm-up fuck for her. Neither of them really want it. But she could figure out what to do.
Maybe. I don't know. You know, I guess it would sort of depend, you know, sort of where on the spectrum Jack lies.
They did date in season two. That's how they introduced him, so...
Yeah.
I bet he could get it done. You could just imagine Dawson's floppy bangs. Oh, God, we're back to the dying man.
More likely, he would imagine Dawson's dad.
Yeah, well...
Holy fuck! Well,
the fucking episode
that is Andy Griffith.
Goddamn Andy Griffith in it.
You get to see her first. I had forgotten this was a thing.
Excuse us, podcast audience. We are riveted.
Okay, so
the fucking Mayberry sheriff just walked into Max Brooks's hotel room.
I guess it makes sense since they did shoot in South Carolina.
Yeah, that makes
sense.
Or
the Carolinas, because Mayberry was in North Carolina somewhere.
This is where we find out, I remember that guy, Sheriff, what's his name?
Andy Griffith.
And Max Brooks, Mr. Brooks, were fighting over a girl much like Dawson and Pacey are. Which is very
Although it's really not much of a fight, because Dawson is just the worst.
And has no chance. No, he does have a chance. He does end up porking her later on, which is hated. It's gross. It's like watching brother and sister do it. Well, this was a cool cameo.
Yeah.
He died not long after this. I mean, a couple of years probably, but...
A couple of years, I think. Yeah, I don't recall when he died. So, Harv Presnell is lying there with a bunch of tubes down his fucking neck. I'm sure this was a just a riot. He was like, you paid me for six episodes, and one of them I have to lie in a bed? All right, whatever.
You get to have a scene with Andy Griffith, kind of.
Sort of.
You get to lay there while he talks at you.
Acting is reacting, I've heard.
I wouldn't know.
Dawson wants to experiment with Andy Griffith.
Oh, good.
Just the way he said, please, don't leave.
Puts his hand gingerly on Andy Griffith's shoulder. Strokes his chin flap. Spit tank a little bit.
Almost. Oh, God, someone went in the wrong hole.
Always count on a chin flap joke while someone's drinking. This scene needs to end. This is
interminable. Yes. Is what this is.
This is awesome while the reveal was great, but now it's just got to go on. Let's get back to finding out whether or not Pacey and Joey
do it.
And whether they compromise with anal, because she'd still be a virgin.
That's true. Okay, Jack comes Jen. In. Oh, Jen got into the minibar.
Because, of course, they have that on a high school trip. They'll just equip all the high schoolers' rooms with minibars.
The teacher did mention that earlier.
Oh, did he?
That all of the keys were going to be taken.
Oh, and so, hair clip in a little bit of time.
Okay, good job, Jen.
Jen's a bad girl.
It's true. She was the bad girl. So Jen's drunk sitting on the floor because her foot hurts. I don't know. Whatever.
I think she's having a string of bad luck.
Could be.
Remember how she was dating that Leonardo DiCaprio dude?
Oh, yeah. The guy who was on Boardwalk Empire later. Michael Pitt.
Michael Pitt. I think I like poor man's Leonardo DiCaprio better. Yeah. Although he looks pretty rough now. I've seen him in some stuff recently. So her foot is wrapped.
Yeah, I guess he's very much a pain in the ass to work with.
What I did like about Dawson's Creek is they didn't fuck around with any stories like drinking is bad, don't do it. The fucking high school kids drank like high school kids do, and I appreciate that.
Although I don't know what those are in the door of the refrigerator there, but they look tasty.
They look refreshing.
Yeah. Okay. Now, Brendan Fraser, Ken Marino's girlfriend, showed up in a bikini at Pacey and Joey's door.
Talking about
hot tubs. They're going to hit the hot tub.
Joey's sweater is revolting to me.
That is terrible.
Everything's tense because Pacey, if he has sex, wants to do it safely.
Yeah. It's true. Pacey said, no matter what I say, you're just going to take it wrong. And it's absolutely
right. That's pretty much what the show is based around. Yeah. So.
That is the concept. The central conceit. Pacey burning. She does have a lot of hang-ups and neuroses. Say something.
I'm sorry, I'm watching. This is a. This is like one of their first fights or something. This is when shit started getting hard for them.
Yeah, that's true.
Remember they went on a boat trip between season 3 and 4?
Oh, God, yeah, yeah.
Season 3 will be a good one to watch because it's got a lot of. But it's kind of hard because when I'm talking, I can't hear it. If it was going through our headphones, I could talk and listen at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
This is
basically he's saying, bitch, if you putting out was that important,
I would have been out the door long ago.
Yeah. What? Maybe a little bit.
A little bit.
I mean, you know, physical intimacy is an important part of relationships.
Yes, let's get into that, doctor.
I don't think I'm going out on a limb saying that.
No, and I think that's Pacey's position here. I think he's coming from a reasonable grown-up position where Joey is, as she is most of this show, stuck in the limbo between childhood and womanhood.
Hmm. Because the writers kept trying to shoehorn her and Dawson together.
Yeah.
And Dawson is the perpetual 14-year-old.
Yeah, pretty much. Poor guy. He does end up directing like a movie at the age of 19 or something.
A shit movie, I'm sure. Jesus Christ. Yes, we get it, Spielberg. Shut up.
Oh. It's Dawson that's keeping them apart.
Oh, no. Pacey is scared of her having sex with Dawson, not understanding that Dawson is a eunuch. That is a big word, and we have established that Pacey is not stupid, but he is an underachiever.
Yeah, he's also probably the least smart of the group.
But he is by far the coolest.
Yeah, well, he had sex before any of them, so obviously. Jen.
Oh, that's true.
Jen lost her virginity off camera long before the show started.
Yes. Hoeing it up back in big time New York City.
Okay, so we're back in with Jen and Jack. They've put the minibar away, and they are drunk.
Yes. Yes. Okay, so they're having a heart-to-heart.
They're both shit-faced. Jack's complaining about how introspective he is when he's drunk.
I'm...
They don't look very drunk to me.
No. God, I wish Andy was still on the fucking show.
Yeah, it's a shame she left. It's weird how somebody's sister disappears out of their life.
Yeah,
twin
it's like,
sister.
Whoop!
Yeah. Oh, my sister? Yeah, she's doing fine.
And then she gets cut out of the fucking movie, cocksuckers.
Yeah, but she's in the deleted scenes.
Yeah. Well.
Maybe the sixth or seventh time we have to watch that for this, we can watch the deleted scenes.
Actually, were her scenes maybe put back in on the DVD version? I know they
it's
weren't
possible.
In. Yeah, I can't remember.
I hope my mic control is good, because I realize I've been moving around a lot.
Yeah, I've been trying to pay attention.
Oh, Jen's crying.
Jack is very sad because he seems to be unable to find a guy in Cape Side that he likes. We know that
as much as he loves Jen.
Yeah. It's because they're best friends.
And that's a bond stronger. Ah, fuck this. I wish they just bang.
That would be weird.
I think she tries. Yeah, she tries to kiss him here. That's right.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Shit gets weird.
Yeah.
This is where the scene should end. It shouldn't go any further.
Yep, okay. Now she moves in for the kiss.
Jack's trying it because he wants somebody to love, and he knows he loves her, but he's repulsed by her pulsating vagina.
Is it pulsating at this moment? Probably.
Probably.
Actually,
she's
mentioned.
Drunk and making out with a dude
with
awesome sideburns.
Jesus Christ.
Isn't that what all girls want? Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Dawson, I'm
fucking...
He has that same bed sheet. Oh, God. Maybe that would be... I think if
Look
I...
Look at that stupid moose lamp.
If I just had a heart-to-heart with my girlfriend telling her that my biggest fear was that she doesn't want her first time to be with me and she wants it to be with this guy, and then I stepped out of the room and she immediately called this guy...
I would feel kind of betrayed by
that. I would, too.
And look at that fucking sweater. Jesus. This
darn,
is a different
it.
Fucking... No,
is
this
it?
A different one.
You sure?
I think so.
This has been Sweater Talk with Eric and Josh.
Wait, we talking about sweaters? Play the music. If you want to...
Oh, God,
destroy.
There's music. That would be appropriate. Dawson.
Oh, there's that patented Joey half-smile stroke face thing.
The look that made her rich.
Okay, so...
Yeah, that's...
That is her look.
That is her look, yeah. She's smiling out the side of her face.
So, old, I don't know what the fuck's going on here.
I don't know. Why are they talking? Because we have to reestablish how close they are every,
I guess,
episode.
Whatevs.
Nice cordless phone, Dawson.
Yeah, well, it's pretty cool. This was 2001.
Yeah.
Only chumps use corded phones.
Only chumps don't have plaid curtains.
Look at that moose lamp. It's a great lamp. I need one of those.
Ooh, bikini time.
Okay, Pacey's hitting the hot tub. Oh, he's just taking a walk.
Bikini Girl's going to try to cheer Pacey up. What does reciprocate mean? Hi, Bikini Girls.
Sucking dick.
No lines for you. Then we'd have to pay you.
That's true.
Oh, Jack okay. and Jen making out.
Yeah, that's pretty weird. Is it? What's? Oh, okay. That's a pocket folded up all weirdly. I was like, do they have her pants on that? Jen can't go through with it.
How do they stay friends after a situation like this? I'm not gay right now. I wonder if that was in his contract. I get one more makeout scene before the show terminates with a girl.
Yeah, maybe.
Jack, your face is kind of weird looking. Let's be honest.
Basically, what the scene works out to be is Jen was going to do some handwork and found that even after, like, 15 minutes of hard making out, she was not working with really much of anything.
Like a...
And like just a figured, okay, let's cut our losses.
Lasagna noodle.
Lasagna is the wrong... Is like the least... Well, the least appropriate pasta.
All I could think of is like a whole package of spaghetti banded together, but that doesn't... That's hard to vocalize. I'm going to, right now, as we're recording this, I'm going to follow Kerr Smith on Twitter.
Oh, is he on Twitter? Cool.
He's got to be. Everybody's on Twitter, yeah. Right?
I don't know. Never. Okay, Mr. Brooks is dead.
Did Dawson pull the plug on the old man?
I don't know, I guess. Oh, there's Buster again. Hooray.
Dawson, you have one more kill than everybody else on the show. Congratulations.
Maybe.
Jen had a shady past. We don't know.
Yeah. Oh, and there's Graham's looking all sad. And
yeah, Kurt Smith has a Twitter.
There's Dawson's mom looking like a cunt.
Him.
Mitch comforting people.
He doesn't have the blue check mark.
I'm not sure why Pacey's sister looks sad. It doesn't really make any sense.
No tweets. It can't be him. God damn it.
Okay.
Kurt Smith isn't on Twitter.
Well, that is a bummer. I don't know how we're going to deal with that.
Not Michelle Williams. Yeah, she's too important to do Twitter.
Okay, so Dawson's staring and exhaling and now smiling.
Because it was a tough decision, but it was the right one. Because Andy Griffith told him to.
It's true. Andy Griffith did advise him. Okay, here's the teacher back at the ski trip.
Oh, yeah. One shop.
Oh,
shit. Jen's tossing out liquor bottles.
Yeah.
The hell? I don't think that's the real Michelle Williams. Dawson is the only motherfucker on Twitter in this.
Check Busy Phillips.
Yeah, she's only barely accounts.
No, check Busy Phillips is like people she follows, because if Michelle Williams is on Twitter, then Busy Phillips would follow her.
Yeah, but...
Because they're best friends.
She'd also show up in a search with a blue check mark by her name.
Possibly.
There's the singer, Michelle Williams.
What? Oh, I thought you meant on screen. I was like, I don't know, it's just that bikini broad. Who the fuck is Michelle Williams, the singer?
Oh, she's a singer. There's a, I don't know, like she came up on Twitter. I don't fucking know.
Okay.
Do I look like someone who has a music podcast to you?
Oh my God. We're the worst.
Who is she? Bikini Girl looks familiar to me, too. That's what I like about Dawson's Creek, and will actually be fun to rewatch it again, is see all the people that went on to have careers.
There, like, what a lot of these shows are like that.
There, yeah, tons. There's a ridiculous amount of people I recognize and realize later that they were on this show.
Now, after sitting there and having a heart-to-heart with Bikini Whore.
I think Joey witnessed him giving her the brush off, even though she basically put her vagina on the table for him.
That's going to be kind of a weird posture.
Joey, you need to just leave that coat on and don't show us that sweater anymore.
Please. You should really button that up.
This episode has been an adventure in sweater abominations. Sweater abortions?
Sweater abortions? Not unlike the entirety of the television series, The Killing.
The Killing.
Yeah, it was an AMC show, then got picked up by Netflix.
Oh, right, yeah, I never watched that. There were bad sweaters in there?
Yeah, the lead character is defined by her frumpy, dumpy, frowny face sweaters.
Okay. I think they're about to fuck. No, you don't, Joey.
She
don't
doesn't have to be afraid.
Don't be afraid, Joey.
She actually needs to be very, very afraid. Because Pacey has very specialized tastes.
They don't fuck tonight. Goddamn. Or I think they do. I think they like just stick it in at the end. It's just a little different. Sticking it in the end.
Yeah, we've still got another, like, 10, 15 minutes left.
Maybe? Yeah, we got to deal with more Dawson whining.
Oh,
sorry.
God.
Dawson.
Oh, he's... Oh,
at least Mitch is here.
He set up a projector. They're going to show some of Mr. Brooks's old fucking garbage.
I feel like most of Dawson's life with his parents are them humoring him.
I suspect that most of Dawson's life is other people humoring him.
Yeah. I mean, he was a worthy adversary to Pacey in some points when they were fighting for Joey's affection.
Not in the boat race.
Oh, the boat race. I think that's this season.
Yeah, I think it is.
Megadeth. I don't think they have it on the DVDs,
oh,
but
yeah,
the original airing.
Crush 'Em, maybe?
Crush 'Em by Megadeth was on the Dawson's Creek episode, which means it's on the soundtrack. Good job, Dave Mustaine. Make that money.
Dollar bill, y'all. That is a...
I thought she was going to sit on Graham's lap, and then I was a little bit turned on, I'm not going to lie.
Understandably.
Dawson's hot girlfriend.
She is also wearing a weird sweater, just to
everybody
keep it on
is.
Sweater tuck.
What they fucking do in this horrible town. Mitch, why are you touching her?
Mitch is not wearing a sweater, just as a note.
He's wearing a Flash costume.
Well, obviously, he's always wearing a Flash costume.
Mitch, murdered by ice cream, R.I.P. Oh, so they're not going to actually show anything, they're just... Okay.
Okay. Joey is combing her hair out by the stupid moose lamp.
Wearing a skimpy little nighty number.
Pacey takes the comb from her, or brush, I guess that's a brush.
Begins brushing her hair, which I don't think any woman has ever allowed me to do because it usually results in a lot of pain.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So she's got like a little, what's that called?
Uh-oh. She asked where the condom is. Ladies and gentlemen. I can't believe we got this for the first episode.
Oh, my God.
It's happening!
Pacey is embracing her.
He's got the condom. It's not a good place to keep condoms, just for the record.
No, it's really not. That's very bad for them. She wants to throw the wrapper away, not the condom.
Holy fuck. That's the hottest way to say, put it in me, that I've ever heard.
With the exception of just put it in me.
Yeah, that's a lot. Fill my stink hole.
Oh, shit.
Oh, what's playing? What's the song that's playing?
I don't know.
Sarah McLachlan. Aw. I'm making a lot of fun of this, but I was probably riveted when I watched this the first time.
I'm sure.
Because this is what's meant to be. Joey and Pacey.
She's unbuttoning his shirt. She's talking about all of the events in their past that made her love him.
And she's smiling out the side of her face like a stroke victim.
Yes.
A really, really hot stroke victim.
Old stroked out Katie Holmes.
Now Pacey's showing his guns.
Yeah.
He's always wearing a wife beater.
It's true.
I feel like people wear wife beaters more on TV than they do in real life.
I think also, like, wife beaters were kind of like a fashion thing in, like...
True.
I don't know, 98 to 2002 or so.
I didn't realize the whole last 10 minutes of them is they're taking their clothes off.
Okay, now Pacey's got the wife beater off.
This part cannot be talked over.
This is happening.
This is happening. How can we get to see topless Pacey, but not topless Katie Holmes? It doesn't seem fair. In England, they'd show it all.
they've got their hands together. Their faces are getting closer.
Whoop, Pacey just came.
No, remember, Pacey is very experienced.
He's experienced
at this point.
Yes.
He even tried having sex with Jen.
Yeah, they did.
Which I think, okay, they're going to start kissing. Nearly naked.
You seem to really be enjoying this. It is pretty romantic.
Yeah.
Bathroom has a pedestal sink. That's
okay, now he fucks up all the combing or brushing that she did.
Have a little respect.
It's okay. He's going to be yanking on that shit. Now it looks like they're getting very vigorous. Okay, he pulls
down. They were dating
down
at this point. That's why I think it was so
easy
to believe.
That makes sense.
I don't know if they'd actually fucked, though, because they were actually that age. Good job, Paul Steuben.
Okay, so that was... Yeah. Oh, and it's the Dawson's Creek closing music. Okay, so, yeah, that was the episode of Dawson's Creek in which...
Randomly,
Joey loses her virginity to Pacey.
Out of 600... No, wait, that can't be right.
Something like 130.
Out of 128 episodes. Okay. I'm way too far from my mic. Out of 128 episodes, we randomly rolled up possibly the most important one of all.
Yes.
Okay. Where Joey finally... I'm going to think of some more disgusting ways of saying... referring to genitalia, but... So how do we want to wrap these things up? Do we want to, like... I mean, let's be honest. Most of that we weren't paying attention because we were trying to be funny.
Yeah, I was paying a little bit of attention.
You're paying a little too much attention during the last 10 minutes.
I don't know if that's possible. Okay. I mean, I'm just going to level with you. I don't know if there's too much attention to be paid.
It was it's a touching moment.
Oh, it
maybe
was touching.
Not as, maybe not quite.
I was touching.
Not quite as touching as their first kiss, but...
That was important. Okay. So, I don't know. That was a great episode for us to start on, although it was a bit confusing.
A little bit spoilery, too.
I don't think we can worry about spoilers when the whole point of this is, let's do it out of order.
It is fun to get tossed in the middle where we don't know who the fuck anybody is.
We're like, who's
except
that
for the
bitch?
Main characters.
It's Buster.
Buster was a good surprise. It was also good to see Brendan Ken Marino Fraser.
I'm guessing we're going to see a lot of that shit.
Yeah.
We're going to spend a lot of episodes going, wait, who is that person?
There's a lot of people who, I mean, they're not a lot of super famous people, but a lot that went on to just be...
To further CW shows.
Further CW, yeah.
And
further
WB shows.
Police procedurals and other, you know.
That's actually why... One of my favorite things about watching, like, old episodes of NYPD Blue and shit is that because they had, you know, all those police procedurals and fucking Law and Order and shit, since they have a different case, like, every week, they go through actors at a mind-bending pace. So you see hundreds of people.
And they reuse them a lot, too.
Yeah.
Which I always thought was funny.
Well,
if you're a big fan and pay attention to that.
Especially NYPD Blue, because David Milch... does not give a fuck if you've seen an actor before.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if this was successful or not. I don't know if it was entertaining, especially since we didn't say start now, so nobody could really watch along.
Yeah, we should have done that. Oh, well.
But I don't know.
For next time. Do we want to roll for next episode? Or save that until... and just do that every time. Or do it at the beginning of every episode.
I think we should do it at the beginning, and then... Do it before we go to a break. I think having a break before we start is smart.
Hmm.
And then that gives people can, you know, at that point can pause it. And if anybody is listening.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good idea.
I'll probably start a Creek of the Week Twitter at some point if this actually gets released.
Yeah. That would make sense.
Maybe an email. You can also, I'm at the frog on Twitter, THEFR0G.
And I'm at @ace_Collins. You can reach us at least momentarily. Our email address smells like teenstupid@gmail.com. And the accompanying website, smellsliketeenstupid.com.
I'm thinking I'm going to put some serious effort this weekend into figuring out how to get these things online and try to get this one out relatively fast. Okay. And maybe the first Smells Like Teen Stupid as well.
Okay.
It's going to be rough recording two podcasts a week, though.
Yes.
So we're going to see how that goes.
Yeah.
It might get paired back to one at some point, but they are both fun, so I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah. Hopefully next time we'll figure out a better way to do the
Dawson's sound. Creek yeah, thing. It kind of, I'm sure it picked up in the background. Although you can see some pretty dead spots. That's
like within the last 30 seconds.
I forgot. I'm new to this.
Yeah, you're bad at this.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess that's been...
Here's a quick funny story.
Okay.
My wife was talking... My wife has some coworkers who want to record a podcast, and so she told them that I have some experience. Hmm. I do at this point have quite a bit of experience recording podcasts. We've recorded many.
We have recorded many.
I don't have any experience being heard.
No.
Or releasing or promoting or any of that stuff.
Yeah.
But...
And since I'm the one that usually works the board, you have experience in talking into a microphone.
I do have experience in talking into a microphone and...
saying, wait, is that working?
Yeah. Being helpful.
Can you turn my headphones up?
So, I think at some point we're going to have dinner with them and I'm going to share my vast knowledge. Which just makes me feel like a fraud, but I think I'm going to try to...
Understandably. It's because you're a fraud.
I am a fraud. I don't know what their podcast will be about, but it could be amusing. Oh, she also told them about this idea. And I think at first their thought was, why would anybody do that? And then it dawned on them that it could be funny to listen to people not necessarily in the demo talk about a show.
Not necessarily in the demo, meaning their mid-30s.
Yeah. Even wow, when it was on, we weren't... Semblance. I wasn't in the demo, but...
No, we were not.
I was kind of... I started off being forced into watching it, and then it...
Yeah, we should get into that at some point.
What's the phrase when you begin to like your
Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah, Stockholm Syndrome with it, so... Okay.
Okay, well, that was Creek of the Week. Episode 414. We should put a hash mark by that on our list.
Just to watch how many times we
see how many times some of these pop up.
That could be fun.
Yeah.
And how many times some of them don't. Just by probability, first season is going to get repeated more than any other else because it's got half the episodes of all the other seasons. Also by probability, the finale movie will be watched the most, which yes. I apologize in advance for. But that's part of the fun is listening to us hate this thing we've created.
Oh, but just think, how many times are we going to get to see
Jen die?
Jen die.
Spoiler alert, sorry.
And Jack make out with Doug.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
It will be a nightmare.
Yes, it will.
Oh, God.
All right.
And so, we'll get to see Dawson farting around and being the next goddamn Spielberg. Ugh. Okay.
Dude, he's a fucking director.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. Okay. So that was our first episode. Thanks for listening, assuming that there are people still listening to this.
Yeah, and don't forget to smoke PCP every day.
Watch Creek PC every day. Watch DC every day.
Watch DC every day. Okay.
Thanks. Bye-bye.